That was right on.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group.
Right on time.
Groups that
we're. Ladies and gentlemen. What's this nonsense?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Lawless Radio, and you are now tuned in to Bucking Off with Buck. And yes, that is me. I am Buck. And like the intro said, we gonna get Buck for real. The good, the bad, the ugly of your week, whether you're employed, unemployed, or just out in the street hustling. Lawless Radio is here to represent our local come up, our unsigned, underground, independent artists. I'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio. Go to lawlessradio.com, submit your music, follow the instructions, and let's get you out there. That is what Lawless Radio is here for. All right, y'all. It is, March 21st, 2013. It is 1 minute after the hour. And let me tell you, y'all, it is a bone-crushing 43 degrees in DeKalb County, Georgia. Yes, that is where the one and only Buck is, and that is where the one and only Buck would like to be. All right, y'all, we're going to have our show today. We're going to have fun. We're going to be, I guess you call it, chillaxing, you know, with the range of, I don't want to say topics, but conversations. And don't get it twisted. This is not a talk show. All right? So, hey, before we go any further, I want to throw something out there, man. This here is a jam by a cat named R. Smith, and it is called Addicted. Y'all enjoy this. I will be right back. Hold tight.
I'm addicted to your touch. I'm addicted.
All right. All right. All right, y'all. That was Addicted by Art Smith. Nice little jam there. I kind of like that. I got a little confession to make, y'all. And I apologize. I'm going to have to have a little rehabilitation done because I'm addicted to Catrice. So with that being said, I'm just going to need y'all to be a little bit supportive of me until I get through this addiction. All right, yeah. Speaking of Catrice, your girl, Dr. Linnea Buckhalter, the midday release that comes on tomorrow at noon here on Laws Radio, she was on television. Yeah. It was a little Urban Network television show that she was on, doing a little interview on what she does. You can go to her fan page, and you might be able to check it out on Facebook, Dr. Passion PhD. Yeah, it was quite interesting. I got a chance to sit in on it, and I got a chance to see what she does, what she do, and it was pretty cool. All right, y'all. There's quite a few things I want to speak on this evening. First thing, since we're talking about Dr. Passion, is something that I saw on television, as a matter of fact, a while back, and it really caught me off guard. It is called Sex Serial. Yes. Called Sex Serial, and it's in Canada, and it's supposed to get you in the mood. It's kind of like, I don't want to call it a Frosted Flakes or anything like that, but it's called Sex Serial. It's up in Canada. It releases, hormones in your body that get you turned on. And it says it's the source of iron, omega-3 and 6. And it tastes good, okay? And then they have two cereals. They have a cereal for the man, and they have a cereal for the woman. And it's $10 for a bag of cereal. Yes, it's in a bag, like at the generic cereal in the grocery aisle. I think they call it, I don't want to call it Malto meal, but it's a generic brand of cereal. It's in a bag. It's not in a box. Excuse me. And it's supposed to get you in the mood, get you horny, you know what I'm saying? So y'all take a look at that. Go and Google it, or you can go to the website, www.sexcereal.com. That's amazing. You never know what they're putting in your food nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Sex cereal. I don't think I have the $10 to check it out. I have to wait till I get my taxes back, and I'll go forth and see if it actually works. I will get back with y'all, but $10 is a lot of money for a bag of cereal. All right, speaking of sex, we got Dr. Passion, PhD, coming in, Mr. Treese.
Hello.
Hey, sweetheart, talk to me. What's up?
Hello. Happy Thursday to you.
Yes, that's right. It is a joyful Thursday. Hey, I was just talking about your television debut. Well, no, I won't say debut, but your television showing.
Yes. I had a nice little broadcast this afternoon at a restaurant here in Decatur, and it was
please. I don't mean to shy away, but you know what? I'm not gonna put the name of the restaurant out there. But the place is not it, okay? And that's all I'm going to say. This place is
okay,
not it. $1.99 for a small drink. Piss on you. Go ahead, Catrice. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, but this is bucking off, and I'm bucking off. It was This Is It on Memorial Drive, and it's not it.
No, hell no. They ain't, how you going to be a barbecue restaurant, and you ain't got no damn hot links? You know what I'm saying? You come to the camera. Can I get an order hot links? What's that? This ain't it, then, baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No.
No. $1.99 for a small drink. I almost cussed up in there. I'm almost about to cuss here on Lawless Radio. Go ahead. Let's finish talking about your.
Trying to get the Dr. Passion out there, the Dr. Buckhop out there, the folks to know, you know, that I'm not playing games. I'm serious in what I'm doing. So, you know, more people can see me, more people will know.
This is not Rumble Room. We are serious.
We are serious.
All right.
The exclamation point. So it was great, and of course I had, you know, my biggest supporter always, but always by my side, so you know it just made it extra special because I had my.
I don't have a choice. I have to be there.
You know, so that's what made it great. I like it.
I thought it was very insightful, though. I mean, they had a lot of good things to talk about. One lady, she wanted to talk about intimacy. Oh, no. Intimacy in your relationship for Christians.
Yeah. It was. She specialized more on the faith-based intimacy of married couples. You know, which was cool. It's cool to see the different avenues where people do the same thing that you do, but they do it a little different, and that is different, and it's needed. It's needed.
Mm. Yeah, she was making it seem like Christians are scared or ashamed to have sex or talk about sex, but I'm going to tell you right now, I am a God-given, God-fearing Christian,
and I will stick
my penis in your ear in a heartbeat. So let that be known.
You're not scared, huh, bud?
Oh no!
You're not ashamed. You're not hiding behind a verse.
No. Jesus wept. Look here. The lady said her pastor also said, "Hey, there is no kneeling in my bedroom." He said he got his own room for kneeling. He said the only time he do kneeling is if he kneeling for his wife. Now, what is he doing when he kneeling? Hey, that's between him and his wife. And I'm glad about that, although she should be on her knees more than he should. But anyway.
Here we go.
I can't disagree with the pastor. Love you, man. So that was a very good thing. Matter of fact, I remember Pastor Flippin
Greater Piney Grove.
He say after every service on Sunday, he go home and he do it. That's what he said.
Right. That's what he said.
I go home and I do it. I'm like, all right, brother. Hey, just like I said, be fruitful and multiply. Lord knows we have, Catrice and I have definitely been fruitful and multiply.
Yeah, we are. That had to stop, though.
Yeah.
The multiplier.
That had to stop. The food bill and the clothing bill. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's relentless. I don't know how much longer I can take it. But anyway. All right. Check it out. It is 15 after the hour. Hold tight, Catrice. Everybody stand by. I got to play some music. I will be back. Everybody check this out. I like this jam, and I guess you can tell if you are a Lawless listener, if you are a Lawless Radio fan and a fan of Bucking Off, you can tell that I like this jam. This is Bad Girls, BJ Bowers.
All these bad girls. I got some bad girls, send them bad girls, whole lot of bad girls, all these bad girls, all these bad girls, whole lot of bad girls, and they're bad girls.
First off, I got these bad girls, and for a while now I had her. Thought she was the baddest, then I saw one better.
My girl, she love me and I love her back, but these voices in my ear keep trying to get me to act up. I swear, everywhere I go, I see another. Guarantee she hears it from her mother. Baby, all this temptation, I can't fight it. No, I'm supposed to
be
and sometimes they be all on me, and I know it's plain to see that I like them B-A-D. Oh,
I like them bad, and that girl, she's bad. Her and her friends don't listen to no one. She do whatever she wants.
This temptation, I can't fight it. No.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait a minute. Am I? Ooh, yeah. I'm okay. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, y'all. Here I am. Excuse me. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to cough at you. Yeah. This is Lawless Radio, and you're tuned in to Buck and Off with Buck. And yes, I am Buck. Here at Lawless Radio, we support our local come up, unsigned underground independent artists. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Submit your music, and let's get you out there. All right, y'all. It is 21 minutes after the hour. I'm going to throw some love like I do always on Thursday nights out to Grady Hospital. Grady Hospital, where they are doing the best they can to save your life. All the nurses, doctors, transporters, and the pharmacists who are not trying to poison me by giving me different medication, well, the same medication, is just a different manufacturer. You should have saw me. I've, like, flipped out. But anyway, love to all y'all out there. Keep doing what y'all doing. Thank you so much. Today's three-digit quick pick will be 839. I repeat, today's three-digit quick pick will be 839. All right, y'all, I don't know if y'all been looking at the news, but this thing going on with this cat, Mayor Bloomberg, up in New York, to me, I don't know what everybody else feels, but to me, it seems like he's trying to run a dictatorship up there. I mean, here it is, he's trying to make it as to where you cannot spend your own damn money that you worked hard for to earn and go buy your damn self a 32-ounce Pepsi. How you going to tell me what to do with my money? I worked hard to get this money. Damn it, if I want a 32-ounce Pepsi, if I want a damn big gulp, I'm going to go get it. I don't give a damn about how much sugar in it. Hell, it's not your business to care. Okay, yeah. Obesity, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm a fat ass, too. I don't care. Hell, I'm proud of it. I handle it well, and I'm doing well. But damn it, don't tell me what to do with my money. I'm sorry, but that's a dictatorship to me. I don't give a damn how you look at it. When somebody trying to tell you how to do or what to do, you know what I'm saying, or where you can do it, I don't think I need to say any more. Y'all can fill in the blank. That is a dictatorship, y'all. Take your blinders off. Take your blinders off. Then I hear something about the cigarette thing. Let me tell you about that. He wants for all stores that sell cigarettes for them to hide the cigarettes. They can't have them on display. They got to be down under the counter. What the hell is that going to do? Huh? Answer that. What good is that going to do to hide the cigarettes? Out of sight, out of mind. Damn that. If somebody wants a cigarette, if a smoker wants a cigarette, a smoker's going to get a cigarette. Let me tell y'all that right now. Okay, I am a former smoker. I want to say I haven't had a cigarette since June, but I don't smoke like I used to smoke, half pack a day, you know. Every now and then I may bum one from somebody. Catrice going to kill me about that, but she already knows. Every now and then I bum one from somebody. I'm just being real, you know what I'm saying? But I refuse to go out and buy cigarettes. You know, if I do that, I'm going backwards, and I don't want to do that, you know, but mostly for health reasons. But that's my prerogative. That's what I want to do. I don't need nobody to tell me how to run my store. You know what I'm saying? I got a store. I sell cigarettes, and this. Okay, let me breathe here for a second, because I just feel that this man is trying to take away your freedom. You see what I'm saying? If you obese, if you fat, that's your freedom. That's your right. Don't kill yourself with your cholesterol through the roof and all that. Why should you care? You know what I'm saying? Are you healthy? Worry about that then. You know what I'm saying? For real. Don't try and run a dictatorship and then try to make it seem like you're doing good. Kiss my See, that just sets me off. You trying to take away somebody's freedom. And that's not cool, man. That's not right. That's not right. You know, I dig what you're trying to do. But you're doing it in a dictator style way. And that's not right. That is not right. We are not in a third world country. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me what to drink. Don't tell me what size of drink to buy. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't tell me what to do with my money. That's bull. That's BS. Let me bring Catrice back in. Hey, you there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go off like that with a rant, man. But that just fired me off, man. You know what I'm saying? This man trying to tell everybody what to do.
I'm with you. I do believe that sounds like it's a dictatorship. And you just can't make someone, you can't tell someone what to do with their money. That's what it is.
Hell no. No, you can't.
You know, it's a person's choice what they wanted to consume into their body. Now, you can't, I mean, unless now if you want to make it, a dictatorship, and then that's what you need to do. But you can't, not here in America, it's not going to happen.
Nah, man, that monkey ain't going to fly, man. You need to go on back it up with that, man.
He needs to come out with some other way. He might as well just add extra taxes to the soft drinks
Just add more
sales tax. If you buying a soft drink, you like what was it, Daly? What did Daly do? He was taxing bottled water.
He said that there's nothing wrong with Chicago tap water. But if you want to buy bottled water, you're gonna have to pay an extra tax. I, I'm I don't know how much the tax was. I want to say it was 10%, but I may be wrong. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's what Daly did.
Yep. So I mean, that's the thing. You can't. That's like your father telling you to do something.
Man.
like you your parent, you grown ass man. You got another grown ass man. So you can't have no 32-ounce Pepsi, and the way you love Pepsi, and you hurt somebody, tell them you can't have your Pepsi.
It's hot as the devil outside, and this man gonna tell me I can't have a 32-ounce or a 44-ounce drink. Man, you better kiss my man. You better back up. About to call you out your name, starting with a C and with a K. But we ain't gonna go there. We ain't gonna go there. We ain't gonna go there. All right, look here. Talking about racial tension. I kind of went off there a little bit, but this story in the news about this white guy that slapped this little Negro baby on the airplane and then called the baby a racial slur. This is something that's really got me set off. You know, I want to go buck on this dude's ass. I really do. This was a baby. This was a child. This wasn't a teenager. You know what I'm saying? This was an infant baby, somewhere between 2 and 5. I don't even think no more than 5. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to slap the baby because the baby making noise and then call the baby. I ain't going to say the N-word. I hate that. I hate that phrase. The N-word. I can't stand that. Just say it. Jesus Christ. But he called the baby a racial slur. And he went to court and he pleaded guilty, which is fine. But he said the reason why he did it. Let me breathe first before I go any further. He said the reason why he did it was because he was on a plane ride somewhere in his destination. At his destination, his son was on life support, and it was going through his mind during the flight on whether to pull the plug on his son or not. So, you know, when the baby was making all the noise, it put him in uproar, and he slapped the baby and called the baby a racial slur. I don't give a damn what's wrong with your son. I care less. Don't use that. You know what I'm saying? That is no reason for you to slap a child. A child. It ain't even your child. You know what I'm saying?
How dare you sit there and say that? What sense does that make that you're thinking about a child and you're going to slap one?
Thank you. You know, right about now, this is the only time that I wish that I was in prison so I could be sitting here waiting for this guy here, man. I'm telling you. This is the only time I wish I was in prison so I could be sitting there waiting for him. As soon as he walked in the door,
I will take him.
I will beat him. I will shank him. I'm telling you, I will do all of that. I'm sorry, y'all. This is fucking off, and I'm being fucked.
Okay, but how much time did he get?
That I don't know. He hasn't been sentenced yet. He's just pled guilty.
Okay.
Yeah, he hasn't been sentenced yet. He's just been pled guilty. But I'm telling you, I know it's wrong to promote, you know, evil things here on Lawless Radio. I'm sorry, y'all. I apologize. But, I mean, come on, man. Come on. You're going to slap a baby and then call a baby a racial slur. Get the hell out of here, man. 646-478-5209. 646-478-5209. That is our calling number. Call in and talk to me, because right now I gotta calm down, man. It's that.
Yeah. Give us some music or something, because you need to go take a breather. Go walk it off.
Man,
you know, and you know what? I would love to talk about the whole Michael Bazin thing. Have you heard?
No.
Okay.
All right. I'll tell you what. Hold tight then. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Y'all, I will be right back, and Catrice going to talk about something that I don't even know about. This here is Closer with Jess. Hold tight. sorry about that, y'all. I had to play that SL Jones. I saw that, and I had to play it. Like, you know, that's how we do here at Lawless Radio. We support our local come up. If you'd like to have you play it on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Submit your music, follow the instructions. Let's get you out there, because that's what we do, and that's what we here for, baby. All right. Bucking Off is being brought to you in part by It's About You and Me, LLC, where they specialize in life coaching, relationship coaching, marriage counseling, and romantic therapy. Check them out. Go to It's About You and Me, LLC.com, and get your life right. All right. recapping, y'all, on so far what we have talked about this evening. I went over about the dictatorship up in New York. How the mayor don't want you to buy a big-ass drink because it's bad for your health. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, whatever. Just worry about you, okay? Don't worry about me. I went over about at the top of the hour about the sex cereal that is in Canada. Go to www.sexcereal.com and get back with me here at Lawless Radio and let me know if it was worth $10 to buy this bag of cereal. Yeah, okay. And last but not least, and I'm still trying to keep cool off of this, is about the white guy who slapped the infant child on an airplane flight, and his reason was because he had a lot on his mind, because he was going to he was pondering over pulling the plug on his son, who was on life support, and the baby was making a bunch of ruckus, and he got up and slapped the baby and called the baby a racial slur, and his reason was because he had a lot on his mind with his son being on life support. Piss on you. All right. You can go to any news report, and you will find that story. Google it. White man slaps baby. And anyway. All right. I'm sorry, last jam. I'm sorry, yeah, F.L. Jones, I Choose You. That was kind of like, that was a pretty nice groove. I think it was kind of like borderline house music, you know what I'm saying? I can see myself pumping to that, jacking some girl up on the wall. Anybody remember being jacked up? You know what I'm saying? You got jack you up on the wall, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of, anybody out there within the sound of my voice, any independent unsound underground artist that specializes in house music, man, please go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions. Submit your music. Let me put it on my show. Let me get you out there. I will bring you on for an interview, and we can just talk about house. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know, because as we were children, the one game that we played the most was house. Yeah, I'm killing them with that one right there, man. All right, check it out. I'm going to bring Catrice back in because she's all I got right now. Catrice, you there, baby?
You got some. You silly, man.
I'm sorry. Let me just apologize now. You know, I'm going to be the bigger man. Just. You know what? That was a Cat Williams show a long time ago, where he was performing at a facility, arena, whatever, and he admitted that he was high. Yeah, he smoked
right.
some weed, you know,
right.
and the,
right.
he was so high that he wasn't enunciating his words, and people couldn't hear him up in the balcony. You know what I'm saying? So he apologized for that, and he gave the people their money back. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I thought that was big. I can't get nobody no money back. So y'all just better be listening, you know what I'm saying? you know, I heard something today, Catrice, and I think you were in the midst when I heard it. A piece of information that I want to put out there for all Lawless Radio fans, all Bucking Off fans, and Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, everybody's been pulled over by the police once upon a time in their life, you know. And now with the police trying to be slick and deep cover, you know, and all this, you know, and not being in these marked police vehicles, these unmarked cars, you know, and they got the lights, you know, the little flashing lights and all that, you know, the law-abiding lights. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But you know, the internet is a wonderful place. You know, and you can do good, you can do bad, you can do wrong, and you know, you can go on the internet and you can get these flashing lights that the police have in their vehicles, and you know, you can impersonate a cop. You know what I'm saying? So you got a lot of police impersonators out there. So with that being said, if you ever have a police vehicle behind you, and it's an unmarked vehicle, it has no, you know, police stickers, nothing saying police. It's just a plain old car with some flashing lights on it. You have the right to
mm-hmm.
put your flashes on and ride till you get to a safe, populated area, you know what I'm saying, to make sure someone's
mm-hmm.
around. And
mm-hmm.
you also can dial 112 on your cell phone, and that will put you in contact with an operator, and you can tell them what's going on, and they will tell you whether or not that is an actual police officer behind you trying to pull you over or not. Did y'all hear that?
Wow. That's
you
deep.
Can dial. If you're being pulled over by an unmarked police vehicle, a so-called unmarked police vehicle, or a vehicle that is not marked, you have the right to put your flashes on to let them know that you see them. I see you, but we're going to pull over in a populated area, and I'm going to dial 112 to see if you are legit or not.
Right.
112.
Okay.
Remember that, y'all. Put it on your speed dial for those who get pulled over a lot, I guess. You know, I mean.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, I wanted to put that out there. Because you got a lot of stuff going on out there, out here. You know, it's a lot of man. I don't want to call it like Babylon, but damn, some folks have lost their damn mind. For real, they really have. They really have.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. It is 11 minutes. Before the hour.
Yeah, but you gotta hear about Michael Bazin, man. I gotta
yes,
hear about.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So in the news, Michael Bazin has been locked out of the studio. Apparently, his last day was going to be March 29th. Him and George's last day, and they were supposed to wait until negotiations were finished before they announced it. But they say apparently Michael Bazin kind of leaked it out on the air too early, and then the next day they locked him out of the studio. So they was just shut out off the air.
Michael Bazin know how to shut his mouth anyway, which is a good thing. He is a talking brother. Shout out to throwing some love to him. But they were in contract negotiations?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's all on his Twitter and all that. So, you know, y'all check that out. Yeah.
I don't see what there is to negotiate, you know, as far as his contract. The brother's doing what he do. I mean, he's not blog talk, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, you know, be on the man's jock, but I like him. Oh, and George,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God. I wish like hell I could get George Wilborn on Bucking Off. Because George Wilborn is definitely Buck. I remember back in the day when he was in Chicago with Bonnie DeShawn and John Mons. Oh, my God. They were great. They were great. If anybody remembers that, hit me up, man. Because that was, that was a good time back in the shot, man, for real.
Yeah.
That was
John,
Bonnie, and George. Yeah, that was cool. But, man, I don't see the need to negotiate because brother is I like what he's doing. I mean, he's funny. He's insightful. You know, now he doesn't keep his mouth shut, but like I say, that's a good thing. You know, he's putting it out there. You know,
right?
You're
right.
He letting y'all know. Yeah, exactly. He letting y'all know.
He's
just
right.
like we do here at Lawless Radio. We letting y'all know. You know what I'm saying?
Charmaine out there saying she saw him at the airport in Vegas.
Oh wow! Really? Wow!
I wish I did see a couple of celebrities. Yeah, can I get a couple of 1,000, please? You about to drop about 50, 60.
Damn that. Just put me out there. Mention my name and put me out there. I get more than 1,000 off that, man. Damn that, man. Hell no. Wow. Michael Bay.
But yeah, I commend them for all they do. Brother, oh well.
Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty cool. That is pretty cool. All right, y'all. It is, like I said, it's 8 minutes before the hour. Let me play one more cut, and then I'm going to come back. And let me just play one more cut, y'all. I will be back. I'm going out on a limb. This is Electric by Abby Kubain.
Yeah.
goodness. Sorry. All right. Welcome back, y'all. That was Electric by Abby Kube. Somebody turn the electric on. Leave it up to me, man. I ain't turn that off. Hell. Turn that damn light off. I just paid a $537.44 light bill. Better turn that damn electric off. I ain't got time for that. All right, now, it is 3 minutes before the top of the hour, before we sign off. And I appreciate everybody being here. Thank you for our sponsor. It's about UMELLC.com. Check them out. Get your life together. I want to thank Patrice, all my listeners this evening, everyone at LawlessRadio.com. And we will do it again next week. Talk about different topics, different subjects, everything that's going on in the world today. Like I say, Bucking Off is here, and it's about the good, the bad, and ugly of your week, whether you're employed or unemployed, or just out in the street hustling. And it's all part of LawlessRadio.com here at LawlessRadio.com. We support our local come up, all our unsigned underground independent artists. If you'd like to submit your music, go to LawlessRadio.com. Follow the instructions, and let's get you out there. Lawless Radio has something for you just about every night of the week. Tuesday night, there's Nikki Outlaw from 8 to 9:30. Wednesday night, there's the chairman, T.L. Grit Grind. You got that great grinding on Wednesday. Hump Day from 8 to 10. Then you have me, the one and only, Bucking Off with Buck. Yes, that is me. Every Thursday night from 9 to 10. And then on Friday, there is Dr. Lamar Buckhalter, a.k.a. Patrice Raw Deal, who is giving you your midday release for the week so you may go on with your weekend and start all over again at high noon. I'd like to thank everyone for being here. Thank everyone for listening. And we will be back same bat time, same bat channel. And we will do it all again. And I just want to let everybody know, y'all need to be calm, be cool, because it's going to get worse before it gets better. Y'all keep that in mind, and I'll catch y'all next week. Peace.
Ooh, and keep running. Keep on running for the light. Keep on, y'all. Keep on running, 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 y'all.